We looked at the plans, we looked at the initial designs, and both sides agreed that we will work together so that there will be no major discrepancy in what is planned and what is done, or I should say what was planned and what is done. Saying this means that the developers of the airport would have had to meet certain standards and recommended practices as outlined by the International Civil Aviation Organization. So from day one, we, in looking at the initial plans, we would look at the various aspects of an airport and to determine whether the standards were being adhered to or not being adhered to, so that from very early, if there were any discrepancies or failure to meet any standard or recommended practice, the necessary corrective action could have been taken from then. At some point when the airport is ready to commence operation, we would do a detailed inspection, despite the fact that we are here almost every 6 weeks at this point. But at that time too, we would be looking also at the various manuals that an airport should have. The major one is the what we call the aerodrome manual, and this consists of a number of other documents such as the airport security program, the maintenance program, the emergency response manual, and so forth. So we would look at those manuals and basically give some sort of provisional approval based on what we see, and then we will allow the airport to continue operation while we closely monitor to ensure that the operations as described in the manual match the operations on the ground.